No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Hatamaria Ange, how are you?
Hatamaria, I'm well, Scott, thanks. I'm in for a good week this week because it's my daughter's 21st next Saturday night. So, yeah, we're going to go down to Dunedin and have a party.
Happy birthday, Ella.
Yeah, yeah, so it's going to be fun. She's all amped for it. So I'm working this half of the week, and then to make up for it, because I will work next Saturday too, in case people are wanting to sort of get an appointment.
Sort themselves out.
Today, tomorrow, and then next week. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey, we've already got quite a few texts coming in, but if you want to get your texts in, 5395 is the number, or you can call us on 309 3879. Shall we start with this text that says, Natural Ange, hello, having extreme depression and anxiety this year, coming to the end of a five-year progesterone, thank you, based IUD, and thinking maybe I'm constantly PMSing. New job with a 5:30 a.m. wake up and a big commute. Any tips on controlling mood swings and extreme overreacting?
I know, this is a hard one, and you can read the side effects of the progesterone IUCD, intrauterine contraceptive device, which is, I'm assuming it's Mirena. Whilst it works for some people just have the genetic disposition where they just don't process hormones well, you know, and I've heard doctors say, you're just not a pill girl, you know, and, you know, they've got the COMT enzyme, and they've got phase one, phase two detoxification of the livers that doesn't work so well, and means your estrogen and progesterone metabolism isn't as great as what it could be. So yes, it could be a problem, and this is why you know, same with the Depo-Provera injection, all those sorts of things, the side effect is you can have depression and anxiety. So
right.
True, you're right.
Yeah.
But you know, you can discuss it with your doctor, of course, but it wouldn't hurt to when the time's up, or if you want to, you can get it removed earlier and find out sooner. But yes, you've got a long day, you've got a commute, and then you've got a working day, and I'd be really sure that with the depression and anxiety, you've got enough B vitamins. I often put people on to, when they're on the pill or oral contraception of some sort, or IUD, is that they usually need a multivitamin because it burns up B6 and a few of the other B vitamins, and that can lead you into a PMS. Like vitamin B6 and PMS is known, you know, so you get the fluid retention and the irritability and things like that. But also, there's magnesium is also good, and I often like the Active Elements on my website.
Is there a multivitamin you recommend?
Yes, Women's Essentials, which is Bioceuticals. And then it's got the iodine and selenium, which will help with the sore breasts. So contact me, because I can set you up so that you can get that. It's a practitioner-range multivitamin, so it's quality and made with good ingredients and things, and good therapeutic values and levels of what you need. But also just treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Get space, like in your lunch break, take a break. Mm-hmm. Even if you go and sit in your car and just wind the seat back and close your eyes, you know, you're entitled to a break. So you've got such a long day. You've got it. And, you know, when you get home, just go, look, I'm just going to go to my room for 20 minutes, and you're just going to do child pose and just have a bit of space before getting in there and cooking dinner and da-da-da-da, and I've got so much to do. You know, like, people are in such a flap. And it's just like, actually.
Flap, I like that.
Yeah.
It's a good way to describe it, though, because sometimes you do just get yourself caught up in it.
Yeah. In a flap.
Yeah.
In a flap.
And it's just like, yeah, just go to your room, for, you know. Your mother would put you in your room.
20 minutes is actually not very long in the grand scheme of things.
No, and they go, oh, I can't do that. And it's all this self-sabotage. It's like, don't sabotage yourself, you know.
That's very wise words for you today.
Speaking of, feed yourself. Take boiled eggs and cans of salmon and coleslaw and dinner leftovers. So when you get to lunchtime, you have enough protein to carry you through the afternoon. And I tell you what, if you had that break at lunchtime, it's like a fuse. You can come back and you can just answer the rest of those emails and with ease.
Good
you
to
know?
Go.
Speaking of retention, someone else has texted in saying cramps, bloating, constipation, stomach in a knot. What can ease this?
That sounds like mind-gut tension, so stress. But chamomile tea is mother of the gut. I've got digestive relief too, which is an easier way to do it, which is on my website. And that's got chamomile, ginger, fennel, and globe artichoke to get the bile flowing. And that just unkinks, you know, within about 15 minutes, you do a good burp. And,
nice.
You know, oh, that's better. It's called digestive relief.
I love that fast relief. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, people go traveling and go, oh, can I have some of that digestive relief? I wouldn't travel without it. You know, it just fixes things. But chamomile, they've used all through Europe, you know.
So does that
mother of the gut, antispasmodic, relieves trapped wind.
Moving?
It's got a bitter aspect to it, and so is the digestive relief, and that will give you that ripple effect of peristalsis.
Pushing things through.
Yes. But sour foods before meals, like a good dose of apple cider vinegar or go and have a grapefruit or something like that will...
It's definitely the season for grapefruits.
...move things along, yeah. And for that depression and anxiety, it's all about treating the microbiota too. So, you know, there's a talk coming up next month on the 28th of September. And if anybody's suffering from anxiety and depression, I'll be talking at length about
microbiotas
and also some really good herbs that I've found good for overwhelm.
Cool.
You know, because there's anxiety and depression, which, you know, there's the St. John's wort, which is amazing, you know, and other nervines, but I've found some pretty good ones for overwhelm.
We've got another text here that says, question for Natural Ange, chilblains, what to do with painful swollen chilblains in my fingers? In the past you've mentioned geranium oil, how do you apply it, and is it rose geranium oil or geranium bourbon oil or later frost cream? Any suggestions? Thanks.
Oh, okay. It's, I think it's the second one, the geranium...
Bourbon one,
yeah.
Geranium bourbon oil.
Yeah, but you could always ring Absolute Essentials and check with them. But it was in the book Fragrant Pharmacy, and I was working for Blackmores at this time, and this woman, I'd looked it up, and I said, oh, it says geranium oil. And she was a pharmacy assistant. She went and tapped the tester on it, on her chilblains, and went tapped them, and gone.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So geranium oil, that's the one.
So
there.
They might even be able to help at the pharmacy if you're there or something like that.
Possibly, yeah. If they've got the Absolute Essential range.
Yeah.
You know, they're really good essential oils. Yeah.
Cool.
And what about, do you know anything about this Weleda frost cream?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I might have to look that one up.
We've got one more text as well that says, ADHD in female adults, what do you know, Ange? What would be good?
Yeah, I was thinking about that when I saw that one come in, and I was thinking an inflamed brain. You know, and what happens with this is when you're eating the wrong foods, what happens is the butyrate, which helps break down the lipopolysaccharides, which are inflammatory, they spill out into the blood, and then it goes up to the brain, crosses the blood-brain barrier, and you get an inflamed brain, which makes you hyperactive. So it's all about sort of eating well and doing those dinner salads with quinoa and red and brown rice and pomegranates and blueberries and all of those things, and legumes, they all feed the microbiota. And Dr. Jason Horlick says, feed your microbiota at every meal. So it means soaked oats and things like that. That will just help sort of get the bacteria right so that it doesn't cause inflammation. And it's amazing how many pathways it turns on. Just settles everything back to a good place. And you can always use magnesium and go to the Active Elements mineral appraisal again, because that's... the potassium and the magnesium and the calcium all work at reducing the action potential of those nerve fibres. So you get a better resting potential.
Got you.
So that will help with the ADHD.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Ange.
You're welcome.
We hope you have a lovely week down in Dunedin with Ella.
Yeah.
And say happy birthday from me and Tess.
From BFM.
From BFM.
And the
listeners. Where she used to come here in the bouncinet and Mikey Havoc used to wave bits of paper at her.
That's so cute.
Those were funny old days.
Happy birthday, Ella, indeed. Thanks so much, Ange.
Cool. See you
that
soon.
That was Natural.